Applying to graduate school in the United States can be both an exciting and daunting process. As you may know, some countries focus on strict standardized test-driven admissions policies, while many universities in the U.S. employ a more holistic and decentralized admissions process and policies. In this section, I hope to provide some general advice regarding the components of the HGSE application, what the admissions committee often hopes to see in those materials, and additional details regarding the Ed School's specific admissions application requirements. As you can see, we have seven main components of the application process here at the Ed School. The admissions committee, which is comprised of faculty and staff members, reviews all applications to a particular program in an effort to build a strong cohort of students. Committee members are particularly interested in understanding an applicant from a holistic perspective. This means committee members will review standardized test scores, the statement of purpose, recommendations, and other materials thoroughly to try to better understand each applicant's personality, unique characteristics, including work experience and challenges faced, and general strengths. Committee members rarely focus on one aspect of an application, and it is important to note that strong test scores may not mean a student will be admitted. Similarly, weaker test scores do not necessarily mean a student will be denied. All of our applicants must utilize our online application system. Masters of Education, or EDM, and Doctorate in Education Leadership, or EDLD, applicants should use the HGSE Slate system, links to which are on the HGSE website. Applicants to the PhD in Education program, which is jointly offered between the Ed School and the Graduate School of Arts and Sciences, must apply through the GSAS online system. Whether you're applying through the HGSE or GSAS admission systems, you'll be asked for similar materials. Do your best to thoroughly complete the online application. Among other items, you'll be asked to provide details through short answer essays, the chronological history of your internships, work experience, and/or research opportunities. If you have questions, it is often best to consult with our frequently asked questions resources on our website, and then contact the admissions office if you are unable to find the answer to your question.